This is Mike Breed with the Warren Group, bringing you our Connecticut Home Sales Data Report for September 2018. During the month, there were 2,608 single-family homes sold across the state, a 10.6% decrease from 2017. Meanwhile, the median single-family home price spiked 7.1% to $257,000, a 10-year high for the month of September. At the same time, condo sales decreased 5.9% with 730 transactions, while the median price edged 0.6% lower on a year-over-year basis to $162,700. Joining us now to shed some light on the Connecticut real estate market is the Warren Group's CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Hey, Mike. Good to be here. And I'm happy to see that New England has a World Series champion here.
I was very excited about that too, and I hope that even though our listeners are in Connecticut, a handful of them are as happy as we are, and they're not quite as bummed as many Yankee fans seem to be. So, single-family home prices have now increased on a year-over-year basis for four consecutive months. Do you expect prospective buyers to get some relief in the coming months, or will this seller's market continue to prevail?
Well, that's a good question, and I'm afraid it's a little bit hard to say. Prices are certainly rising this year, especially in the big summer months when we have a lot of closings on homes. But we've not seen this kind of jump in prices in 5 years. 7.1% is a big jump for a month. And we haven't seen anything this big since we were first emerging from the crash of the real estate market. So it feels like there is momentum for prices to continue their climb, but I'm puzzled. I'm not worried, but I am puzzled by the falling sales volume. You know, sales of single-family homes fell 10.6% in September, and that's the biggest drop of any month since July of 2016. Is it possible that homes have gotten beyond the affordable reach of many families? Is entry to the real estate market or the opportunity to trade up to a better home not realistic to many working people? Is the price of real estate rising faster than the increase in salary and wages? If so, we might see the economy hit the pause button on the real estate market's upward mobility.
Now, even though condo activity stumbled on a year-over-year basis, year-to-date numbers continue to paint a very compelling picture for the market so far this year. What assumptions can we make about the market moving forward?
Well, let's take a look at the recent history. The condo sales have been booming for 3 years now. Annual gains have been 13%, 6%, and 8% in the previous 3 years. But this year, they're flat. Now, I continue to believe that condos are a great solution for many people. Young professionals and baby boomers are two groups who enjoy the convenience of low maintenance and a smaller space. And condos cost about $100,000 less than a single-family home on the average. Now, that's an attractive feature for anyone. All this means that condos are on solid ground and unlikely to fade as single-family homes gain value more rapidly. But I don't think you'll see condos really take off in Connecticut until we have a more vibrant and fun-loving urban centers throughout the state. You know, once a city reaches a critical mass of restaurants, sports venues, theaters, schools, and pedestrians strolling in the neighborhoods at all hours of the day, that's the kind of environment that will lead to a revival in the popularity of condos.
Well, thanks, Tim, and thank you to everyone for joining us. This has been your Connecticut Home Sales Data Report for September 2018. If you'd like more information about The Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.